Stop 13. Artist Shirin Fatty on her work for Disobedient Nose. Please note, this section of the exhibition, Bodily Autonomy, contains imagery depicting surgical procedures and human tissue. If you would like to avoid these materials, please speak to a member of staff if you need any assistance.
Hello, my name is Shirin Fatty and I'm an Iranian artist and curator. For the last few years, I've been working on a research project entitled The Disobedient Nose, or Damagh Nafarman in Farsi. I was particularly interested in gender representation in relation to beauty ideals imposed on Iranian women through cosmetic surgery. A beauty culture with rigid standards is a source of great pain and hopelessness for many people. In grasping for some sense of agency, an increasing number of young Iranian women and men resort to cosmetic surgery to modify their faces and their bodies, most commonly with rhinoplastic surgery to alter the shape of the nose. On the wall in front of you are two color photographic portraits. Using myself as a model, through role play and the use of cosmetics, I went through multiple transformations to give a first person's account of how it feels to change. The figure in these portraits is a light brown-skinned person in their 30s with thick black hair cut short over their ears. The photos are framed and measure 70 centimeters high and 50 centimeters wide. The first on the left is a head and shoulders portrait of the figure turned 3/4 on. Against a plain, stone-colored background, they're looking seriously and directly at the viewer. Their hair is partly hidden under a flesh-colored knitted fabric and they wear a white ruff around their neck. What is visible on their torso is smeared with patchy white makeup. Everything from breast level and below is cut off by the frame. On the side of the nose, I use makeup and special effects to create the illusion of the nose cut open, as if for a rhinoplasty surgery. Scarlet thread and a peach and red colored sponge mimic muscles and skin tissue, and I use a flower petal towards the tip of the nose, its pinks and greens evoking cartilage. The figure's unsmiling lips are pale pink. In the second photo, against the same plain background, the figure is square on the camera, their chest concealed under a gathered blouse of white muslin with simple round neckline. This figure's face is turned to the right. In this image, the side of their nose is again rendered as if in surgical drawing, but with more painted lines extending from the bridge of their nose, between their eyebrows and up across the brow, as if marked out for skin grafting. The first phase of the project began with investigative work where I impersonated a patient and made multiple visits to beauty clinics in Tehran. I made detailed reports of my observation as a patient. These conversations with the doctors eventually led me to 16th century medical drawings to understand the process of sculpting and altering facial features while imagining the role of plastic surgeon as an artist. These texts inspired the aesthetic of the portraits, the pose of the figure, the choice of clothing, and the color palette, all drawn from the images in these texts. If you turn around 180 degrees, you'll find a case with a series of objects on open display. The second part of this display is a selection of silicone and plastic prostheses on the rectangular case in front of you. You're invited to touch these, though it may feel a bit strange at first. Please be mindful of the delicacy of the material and the hood of the glass display case just behind them. These were research tools I used in the project, a series of prostheses in the shape of life-size human body parts made of silicone. These include two eyes, a mouth, a nose, and a pair of plastic nose clips. There are also a couple of silicone life-size masks made from my own face, one with a triangular hole where the nose should be, and the other with black surgical stitching down the length of the nose across the base of the nostrils. I practice using different surgical techniques and these prosthetic tools to understand for myself the physicality of altering one's facial features. By reversing the role of surgeon and artist, I want this project to critically examine authority as the arbiter of beauty and show how surgeons blur the boundaries between beauty standards and medical opinion. My hope is that this project gives back a sense of agency to the viewer when it comes to deciding what is beautiful in bodies.
End of stop 13. The next track is stop 14. Curator E.J. Scott on the Museum of Transology. Just follow the tactile line to the next grey floor square.